On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, RF interference, a Paul Clifford approved podcast, and can you live stream without lag? Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast, because basically all these shows except for the screencast show is available as an audio podcast, if you're listening to the audio podcast, just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA for Church Tech Cast Q&A show. So CTCQA, and just leave your question there. Okay, so Jim Fry, who I answered his question on last week, and he had a follow-up question. So I recommended that for a hearing assist system, IR was not the way to go. Bluetooth, probably not the way to go, but RF was the way to go. And he had a backup, a clarification question in light of that. And that was, I'm afraid RF will interfere with our Wi-Fi. Is that not a valid concern? That is a great question. Now, let's talk a little bit about RF. The radio frequency spectrum is pretty big. Some of it's used for television, some of it's used for FM radio, AM radio, two-way radios, etc., etc., etc. So one of these hearing assist systems is probably going to use a totally different frequency range than Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi uses an unregulated frequency range, typically 2.4 gigahertz. Sometimes I think the second one, I might be blanking on this, numbers sometimes aren't my best thing. I think the second one is 5.8 gigahertz. So it's, as long as it's outside of one of those and it's not interfering with something else, you should be fine. So for example, wireless microphones typically, at least in the U.S., operate in the 500 to 600 megahertz range, and the FCC is used to be also the 700 megahertz range, and the FCC took away 700. Now they're talking about taking away the 600 range, so that'll leave us the 500 range. So the 500 megahertz range is typically what this is going to be. So 500 megahertz in no way interferes with 2.4 gigahertz. They're just totally different. It's like saying red interferes with blue. They're different. So that is exactly what I would say on that. Now, in response, there was some more discussion, and you can use a cheap thing. And in fact, my church is getting ready to do some simultaneous interpretation where we're going to have someone translating live in Spanish and then have a low frequency FM transmitter. They're fairly inexpensive. We already had one, but it was about $100 to get this thing. And so we have a low frequency FM transmitter, and then we just get FM radios and earbuds and hand them out to anyone that wants to take advantage of it. So that would be a way for you to go about doing it. The problem that you could have is the people that are using those might like tweak the channel. So you might want to just get inexpensive radios, set the channel, and then crack that bad boy open and remove the knob or something. Just make it so that it's hard to mess with the channel. So that's probably what I would recommend in that case. So that is that question. Now, Joey sent me an email in response to, you know, my first book was all about podcasting. So he had this question. I'm thinking that having our church's podcast, Paul Clifford Approved, will not be a goal I'll be able to achieve before Saturday. Let's see if I can work out an evening next week, because he wanted to talk to me directly. I think we got it all done on email, because he said, if you've got a little time and you'd like to take a look at how I've managed to get things running thus far, head over to podcast.fbcroslyn.org and let me know what you think. So I did, and this is something I'm happy to do for you, is take a look at your church podcast if you're concerned about something, and just take a quick look at it. I ran it through a feed validator. It validated fine. I subscribed to it in iTunes. That worked. I subscribed to it on my phone. That worked. I noticed he had a subscribe on Android button. That seemed to work. And it played several episodes. I even looked at the episode titles. The first ones were very generic, but he got better at titles so that they made more sense. So, in general, Joey did a great job. The only thing that I told him that he needed was a link to iTunes, because iTunes is a 500-pound gorilla in the podcasting space with people on iPhones, iPads, iOS devices, etc., subscribing through that, or back in the day, even iPods. And I'm sure there are still people that are using iPod touches and things like that, and maybe even some of the smaller iPods just for exercise purposes. So I'd absolutely add that. But other than that, great job. Enchanted Raids on YouTube, in response to my live streaming video, one of my most popular videos, it was all about the internet speed you need to live stream. He asks, would 5 upload speed be fast enough for 720p or 1080p without lag? So I'm going to assume he meant 5 megabits per second. If it's 5 gigabits, yes, absolutely. But I think it was 5 megabits. 720p, probably going to be perfectly fine. 1080p, a little iffy. It depends on your encoder settings. 1080p 60, that's probably too much. So that is kind of the basics of it. The question, though, was would that be fast enough without lag? Now, it depends on what you mean by without lag, because there's always going to be some encoding time. It's always going to take some time to get to the live streaming host, and then from the live streaming host back to your viewers. So if you're expecting it to be like you say something and they see it at that exact same time, probably not the case. Probably going to be a couple of seconds lag, and that's just the way that it is. It's not really a big deal, but there is a little bit of, kind of think of it as buffering time in there, so keep that in mind. But if what you mean is, will my internet speed be able to keep up with the amount of data that I'm sending to it? As long as you stay at 720p, which he wrote me back and said 720p was fine, you won't have a problem. You might be able to get away with 1080p, but just that's the limitation that I'd say. So I hope that answered your church tech question. I hope that now you can think, oh, I really wish I'd written in that question, but someone else did and he answered it. If, however, I didn't, or if there's a subtle shade and meaning in your question versus what was brought in, etc., no problem. Just leave your question below the video like I talked about earlier. Or head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/ctcqa. If you like this video, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts. G-I-F-T-S, and pick up your copy of my email newsletter along with a free church tech gift of your choosing. Also, go ahead and head over to my store. I've made a bunch of church tech stuff for you, and I have even more in my all-you-can-eat offering called Church Tech U. short for Church Tech University. And that has a very low price, very affordable for most people, probably less than you spend in a week on coffee, and that's for a month of stuff. So, I mean, really affordable, and something that I think will help a lot of churches all over the world. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.